Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Refuas, Arvam Yosef Ben Chana, Shai Ben Leah, and Lenishmas, Marcus Abbas Shmuel, and Abatya Esther, Abbas Dov. And based on the Torah, Mori Rabbi Gona Gadol Mufla, Abba Mufla, Garman Zitzal, Perek Lam Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, אומרת התורה הקדושה, ויעש אסא מנוירו זוב תור, מיקשא אוסו אסא מנוירו ירחו וקונו גביעהו כפתורר ופרחר ממנה יהיו, he made the menorah of pure gold, it was all one piece, its base, its branch, its goblets, its knobs and its basins were from it. עד כאן מדברי קדשו של הפסוק, אומר האור החיים הקדוש, תמצא בכל מייסה שידעו את לושן המייסה כלושן, המצווה צריך לדעת סמשים מנוי של מצווה מנוי אס זוב, וכאן אומר, אסא מנוי רא, normally, when we're talking about fulfilling, doing what it says in the Mishkan, so the lushan of the mice is the same as the lushan of the mitzvah, but here it's different. The mitzvah says, Moshe Rabbeinu make a mnoi as zohov, and here it says, vayas is a mnoi rá, Zahav Tov, it doesn't say Menoiras, Zahav. Why not? Ayin Sham Divrei Kodesh Shel Or Chaim HaKadosh. Why it doesn't say here Menoiras, Zahav, like it says in the Lashon of the Mitzvah. So we can say as follows, Behekdem, what Rashi writes in Parshas Trume, Perek Chof Hei Posuk Lamed Aleph, and what it says in the Posuk, V'asisa Menoiras, Zahav Tov, Mikshat Taaseh HaMenoira, Rashi, Lashon of the pasuk l'dayek ze v'asisa menorah zov tor mikshe te'ose ha'menorah yirechak v'kana gviyah kaptura v'chel mimena iyu. So Rashi there writes that te'ose ha'menorah, the menorah should be made. And Rashi says, Me'eleho. Rashi says it should be done by itself. What do you mean, done made by itself? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was miskasha, and he made the menorah, because Baruch Hu said to him, throw the gold into the fire, and it's going to be done automatically. And therefore it doesn't say ta'aseh, it says te'oseh. It will be done by itself, not that you should do it. Ad kan midivrei Rashi HaKadosh. And this is l'chora difficult because it says in Rashi in Pasuk Mem, by Ora Basa Kesanisa Shetamar Bahor, Rokan Bahar Tamis Shanimar Roisho, Rekan Bahar Tamis Shanimar Roisho, Magish in Kashim Mos Mais Menor Shel Kodosh Baruch Hu Mer Shel Ish, from the Sugi of Menachos 29a. As in Vuash and Moshe Rabbeinu says, it says, V'rov also kitav nisam. That's in Pasuk Mem. V'rov also V'urei v'asei bisav nisam. Asher ata mor'e bahar. And see and make according to their pattern, which you were shown on the mountain. So who made it? Moshe Rabbeinu made it. Which Baruch Hu showed him an aura of Eish, but Moshe Rabbeinu made the menorah. He just had trouble with the tzur of the menorah, Hashem showed him an aura of Eish. So he knows how to make it. That's not what Rashi writes earlier on. In Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Rashi writes it was done automatically. So which one was it? Did Moshe Rabbeinu make the menorah, or did Hashem make it? As Kach Isha Amzrachi. אז נראה לי אשר כך, שהרי עשיית המשכן וכליו, the עשייה of the משכן, כלים, is דרך המצווה שעשה, ובכלל זה, גם מצווה לעשות את המנורה, including the mitzvah of עשיית המשכן וכליו, is the mitzvah of עשיית המנורה, and the throwing of the gold into the fire, without knowing the details of the menorah, is
made me koach miyuchad.
Al yedei hashlachas kikol leish. Yesh kan ak maizah shel hashlachas kikol leish mizeh nesem oirem hashemayim. You're not making the menorah. When you throw the fire into the gold into the fire, you're not making the menorah. Hashem is making the menorah. Rak b'yidiyah brura al tzurat hamenorah prateh b'tzurata shel otah b'im la'asot al yesh lachat kikol leish. בזה לאחר שניתן משמיים כוח לאש לעשות את המנורה, הרי זהו הכלי שבאמצעותו נעשה את המנורה, ונתינת הכיכר לאש, שיהיה בכוח לפעול את המנורה מתוך ידיעה וכוונה ורצון, שכוח אש מן השמיים יעשה צורה בזו, בפרט זה וזה, וכולי באופן מדויק, הוא דמשווה את ההשלכה לאש למעשה של הסיס, זאת אומרת, היה מהשלכה. In other words, put it in Portuguese, only if a person has a clear idea about the tzuras ha-menorah, the form of the menorah, the details of the menorah, exactly how the menorah is supposed to look, and that's what you're doing when you throw the gold into the fire. So after mishamayim, power is given to the fire to make the menorah, so that's the kli with which the menorah is made. And the placing of the gold into the fire, which has the koyach to create the menorah, with the knowledge and the intention, when you throw it in there, that the koyach ha'esh is going to min hashamayim make this tzura, the ha'esh has the power to make this menorah, and with all of the minute details, in a very exact way, that's what makes the casting into the fire an act of making the menorah by the caster, by the one throwing it in. And therefore, l'ra'eiv ha'aseh, d'ha'inu limud p'rtei ha'menorah min ha'shamayim, sh'rak az hu da'ab'leiv ha'aseh al yash l'chat ha'kikar l'esh. L'chen k'tub ha'pasuk, u'ra'eiv ha'aseh, and see and make, according to the pattern you've shown, otherwise you've shown a pattern, shamayim. You have this idea that by throwing it into the fire, that's what's going to be made. And that's why Hashem had to show it to him. Hashem had to show it to him because Hashem had to show it to him so that he has this idea that he knows what's going to happen. He has this idea that this menorah is going to be made when he throws it into the fire, but he has that kavana of this menorah. And if you look at the Gur Aryeh, you'll see that he also says that we require some sort of a CFM. It's not enough that this is a CFM Shemayim. Ayin Shem Lefi Dalkoi, and also Rabbeinu speaks about this in Ma'adur Kama and Parashas Tumah, Perek Ches Pasuk Tes and Sefer Devar. I'll call upon him. So that's Miyashi, the Kashi, the Mizrahi. In other words, was it Moshe making it or was it Hashem making it? And the answer is that Moshe really made it. Obviously Hashem made it. It was Menashemayim. But it was Moshe, because he did the Maisa throwing it in together with the idea that this throwing it into the fire is going to make the menorah. So that's like that's the kli to make the menorah is the Esh. So it was the Maisa of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'zene ragam ken b'mashe katu b'menachot ha'chotet. אמר שם רחם, יאין סמיים כסיבה על המרע התוארה? What does it mean when it says על המנורה התאורה? Upon the pure candelabrum. היינו, this teaches us. זה היינו, גמר. It says שיהיו למעשה במקום תארה. It teaches us that the procedure for fashioning it descended, it was shown to Moshe, from a place of purity. What does it mean from a place of purity? Rashi Masbir, Min HaShemayim Herud Moshe L'Neged HaMenorah. That in Shemayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe, a model of the candelabrum of the menorah. And then, Moshe Rabbeinu made what Hashem had showed him. ובהמשך הסוגיה שם ובברית עמדים רבי יוסף יהודה את האורן של אש, את הקדוש ברוך הוא שאול משה רבינו, את אורן האש, השולחן האש, המנוי רוב איש יורד מן השמיים וראה משה ועשה כמותם, שנאמר וראי ועשה כתב ניתם. זה מרשעי אצלנס גמורי, זה זה אישו משה רבנו, an oil in a fire, a shulchan of fire, and an oil of fire. So what does it mean when it says earlier in the Gemara, Moshe Rachmini says, that Yerub Maaseh Mimakom Tahara? It's a mashm, it's a special in the Menorah. It's not only the Menorah that was the Yerub Mimakom Tahara in Hashemayim, the Yishev Moshe Rabbeinu. It was also the Orin. It was also the Shulchan. What are we making a big deal out of the Menorah for? Wasn't only the Menorah, the other Kelim as well? V'hayah Kein Gam Kein B'Shara Kelim. That's the Kash of the Maharsha. So the Maharsha is Mitarit in the first Teretz. She says, Machlekes. This is a Machlekes about the other Kelim, and not about the first Kli. I ain't Shem Divrei HaMaharsha. Mishmur Baruch Meini believes it was only the Menorah Rishonim, and therefore he doesn't mention the other Kelim. I ain't Shem Divrei HaMaharsha. But it's difficult to say that Mishmur Baruch Meini is an Amora. And the Braisa is a Tana. So what do you mean an Amora is arguing with a Tana? How can that be? Much more likely that there's no argument. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. שירדו מעשה ממקום תאירו פירושהו, שגם עשייתם מכוח שמיים היא. That it says that its meisen came from ממקום תאירו, that means that even the עשייה is מכוח שמיים, in other words, משה רבנו, threw the kicker into the fire. So this is מיוחד רק למנורה. That the עשייה of the menorah was מכוח שמיים. And this is only the menorah. And this isn't a sira to the price that we bring later on. It's talking about showing him the menorah in Hashemayim. Because as we explained, even if the meisim are in Hashemayim, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be taught by Aliyah menorah shel ish min Hashemayim. In other words, when it says in the Gemara, Moshe yod ma'asim Hashemayim, in Hashemayim they showed Moshe menorah, Moshe Rabbeinu made this menorah, it's not coming to explain the member of yod ma'asim in Hashemayim. As she's coming to be Miyashiv, we require a Siyah. How does it kosher with a Siyah Shemayim? And that's what Rashi explains. What's the Lashon of Rashi again? Lashon of Rashi is, Men Shemayim Herol Moshe, Leneg HaMinoira. Men Shemayim, they show Moshe this menorah. And this way Moshe Rabbeinu can make the menorah as he saw it. That's going to be his kavanah. So that's the difference between the other two and the menorah. All three were shown, but what the Gemara is saying, what Shmuel Baruch Meini is telling us is that when it comes to the menorah, she'yod ma'aseh mimakom tayra, that it's ma'asim should come from mimakom tayra. So that Moshe Rabbeinu, Men Hashemayim Herol Moshe, Leneg HaMenorah, and he can do corresponding to that menorah. He can create a menorah like the one that he saw. So that's the difference between the menorah and the other two. Because the other two were actually made, they were actually fashioned by human hands. Menorah was made by the fire. Therefore, the only way it can be done with human hands, we consider it done by human hands, because it's missing making the menorah, as Moshe Rabbeinu has first shown it. And once he's shown it, then he throws it in the fire. That's Kavanah. That's going to be the crucible. That's going to be the Kli that makes the menorah. The fire. He has to have that Kavanah. And with this, we can explain the Gemara over there that tells us from Reb Chiya bar Abba Omer Reb Yechanan. Ketuv Shem Bagmara. גבריאל חגור כמין פסיפסיקיה היה, והראה לו משה מעשה מנורה, תכסיף זה מעשה מנורה. פחיל רב זה מרחם צאת, the angel גבריאל was girded with a type of wide belt, a psikia, in the manner of artisans who tie up their clothes to prevent these clothes from hindering them in their work. Lashon Rashi HaKadosh, Eizol Karuch Omanim, שרוצים לעשות מלוך הנועה, חויקרים עצמם של נגרום בבגדיהם. This wide belt, that the artisans tie up their clothes to prevent these clothes from hindering their work. So he made this psikia, and then he showed Moshe the Maisim and Gavriel was girded with his belt, and he showed the precise way to fashion the candelabrum to Moshe, as it's written, and this is the work of the candelabrum. B'zeh ma'aseh ha'menorah, and Moshe Rabbeinu made that same menorah that he saw. V'tamur l'chora, sh'yeh inyan kezeh ba'asiyat ha'melachim, ובפרט שכמו שכותב למערשה, שגבריאל למערש של אש, הוא יעסק מעשה אש במנורה של אש. ואם כן, יקרו שרוב במנורה של אש, מה היה הדגשת מן פסיקיה? Now, so what's the emphasis? You have a malach, and a malach is wearing this, this wide belt. Well, what are malach wearing wide belts for? The Iker is that, like the Maharsha says, Gavriel was an angel of fire, and he was showing them this fiery naira. ובכן הרי שבא מצאו גמרא ושם, ובתר הברייתא, הרי עניין זה ישנו גם בארון ושולחן, מוצא כאן, this is brought in the Gemara, after the Braisa, the other things, but the Oren, and the Shulchan, Tani Rabbi Yossi ורבי יהודה, that Braisa that we mentioned, that Oren שלש, ושולחן שלש, ומאור שלש, יורד מן השמיים. So it was brought after that Memra. ובאזולים ככה, הרי עניין זה ישנו גם בארון ושולחן. ומהו שנאמר הדבר רק לגבי המנורה? This also applies to the Aron and the Shulchan. This also applies to the Aron and the Shulchan. So why only the guy with the menorah? In other words, the whole fort is that it was made of fire. So there were other things made of fire as well. So why do we have this malach of esh, only the guy with the menorah? And we don't have the malach of esh, the guy with the aron and the shulchan also. But it's not really mafliim. But lafi dvareinu nira'a, kach. בואו להגיש בזה שלא היה כאן רק מראה של מנורה. It wasn't just a vision of a menorah, nor did Moshe Rabbeinu know the surah of the menorah, make the menorah, but rather Moshe Rabbeinu has to know how to make the menorah, not just to know what the surah of the menorah is, but rather the Iker is the asiyah of the menorah, and therefore by throwing the menorah in the fire, it's going to be an asiyah. So that's what it's written for zeh ma'aseh ha'menorah. It doesn't say this is the menorah. This is the ma'aseh of the menorah. The needle is on the ma'aseh, and therefore it says there's this psikiah. That's the asiyah. As we're showing how Gavriel makes the menorah before, and Moshe Rabbeinu was also, that's what he's learning here, how to make the menorah, because when he throws into the fire, he's making the menorah. And therefore, that's the difference. The other ones, you didn't have to make it by throwing in the fire. You're throwing him. He was showing him a shulchan aveish and aron aveish, but he doesn't have to make it that way. This he has to make. He has to make it by throwing in the fire. Therefore, he was showing Gavriel, who makes it ma'aseh ha'menorah by throwing it in the fire. Therefore, it's only with regards to the menorah. V'hadvarim me'irim u'samchim baruch Hashem. Okay, there's a tremendously beautiful hemshech to this mahalach, and if Hashem gives us life and health and simple chaim and financial means and everything we need, please God, we are going to continue Lina Eder, so please stay tuned. It will be nifl be Yasser, and thank you for listening, and shalom shalom sweetest most beloved friends.